The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 20th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Tamadya purusa sakshat isara prakite para mayang buddhasthati chaktya kaivalle kithamani. So, we have to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead through authority, not by speculation. Speculation is no use. Athapite deva padam bhujadvayam prasadalesanugrihita eva hi janati tattam nacha anna chirang vichinnan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be known by a person who has got a slight favor of the Lord upon him. This is the basic bhajan. Nāyam ātmā pravacane na labhya, na medhaya, na bahunā sutena. Ātmā, the supreme, absolute truth, cannot be understood, ayam ātmā, na pravacane na labhya, by becoming a great debater. One can understand the supreme. That's not possible. Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhya, na bahunā sutena. Not by a person who is very vastly learned, or by a great scientist or philosopher, na medhaya. In this way we cannot understand. But one who is surrendered, he can understand. Arjuna is surrendered. In every case, he is surrendered to Krishna. As soon as there is any problem, problem or no problem, he is surrendered. Not that when there is problem, I am surrendered. And when there is no problem, I am independent. No. Always surrendered. That is Arjuna's position. So we have to follow. People are searching after God. They do not know God. They are asking this question, can you show me God? So many questions are there about God. But here is God, pointed out by Arjuna. Mahajan, Mahajana jina gatasya panthya. Why should he not accept? That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Why you are searching God? Here is God. As Arjuna says, tam adya purusha. You are the original person. Tam adya purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. God is not female. Sometimes they worship female as God, like Durga, Kali, and so many others. But God is Purusha. Everyone is Prakriti. Prakriti means female. Everyone knows it. There are two things, Prakriti and Purusha. Purusha is the enjoyer, and Prakriti is the enjoyed. Or in other words, Purusha is the predominator, and Prakriti is predominated. So we are Prakriti. The Mayavad philosophy is that Prakriti wants to become Purusha. That is not possible. Suppose a woman, if she dresses like a man, does it mean that he has become a man? No. Or a man dresses like a woman, does it mean that he has become a woman? Simply by outward dress? No. Purusha, the only Purusha is Krishna. That is very nicely explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekala Ishar Krishna Harasab Bhritta. Only Krishna is Purusha, is the enjoyer. All others, they are servants. This is the position. Never try to become the Purusha or the master. That is very dangerous. Always remain Prakriti. Prakriti means to be controlled or controlled. And Purusha means the controller. So here is the supreme controller. Tam adya Purusha sakshat. Not that you are made by some means. Sakshat, directly. Sakshat. And Ishara. Sakshat Ishara. Not artificial Ishara. Sakshat Ishara. So where is the difficulty to understand God, Ishara, or the Purusha? There is no difficulty. Krishna personally says that matta parataram nanyat kinti yasti dhananjaya aham adidhi devana aham sarvasya prabhava. So many things. Mami vaje prapadyante maya mitang tarantite. Everything is explained. Sakshat, directly. Where is the difficulty to find out God? You are searching after God, making research, or nonsense speculation. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. That why you are searching? You say, can you show me God? Why don't you see, here is God? Why, just like the owl, you have closed your eyes not to see the sun? Sun is there, see, open your eyes and see it. The whole world is going on. There is no God, or God is dead, or can you show me God? And I am God by meditation, by this way, that way, this is going on. Whole world. Especially at the present moment, it is a great disastrous condition. Godless civilization, they won't accept the real God, and they'll create some artificial God and become God. Everyone is God like that. No. Therefore, if you want to be benefited, then you must take the shelter of Mahajanas, great personalities. Mahajana jena gata sapanthya. If you perplex that who is Mahajan, how can I find him? That is also explained in the Shastra. Mahajan, Dadas Mahajan, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Pallada, Janata, Bhishma, Bali, Vajyasaki, Vayam. So where is the difficulty? Mahajana jena gata sapanthya. You follow the path of Mahajan, Pallad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma. There are grihasthas, There are brahmacharis, sannyasi, Brahma, Lord Brahma is Mahajan, he is Grihastha, Swayambhu, Narada, he is brahmachari, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Grihastha, Prahlad Maharaj is also Grihastha. So it doesn't matter whether you are Grihastha or Sannyasi or brahmachari. You must become actual representative of Krishna. That is Mahajan. And that is also not very difficult. How you can become representative of Krishna? That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amaragnaya guru haiya taro yai des jare jako tare kaha Krishna. If you simply speak what Krishna says, then you become his representative. Don't manufacture. Don't be over-prudent, manufactured. Simply to follow Krishna and his representative, then you become Mahaji. Otherwise you are nonsense. Murha. Lamang duskitinam murha prabhadante narada. That is the test. One should be very, very careful to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never says that I am directly servant of Krishna. No. Gopi bhattupada kamaleo dasa 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 anu dasa. Servant of the servant of the servant. The more you become servant of the servant, you are perfect. And as soon as you declare independence, you are asked. This is the problem. We shall always remain most obedient servant of my master. Yasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi, tatha guru. Yasyaite kathita jhartya, pakashante mahatmana. Then, it will reveal. The whole thing is revelation. It is not by experience, by scholarship. No. Revelation. Jidathaman prabhadante. One who has surrendered proportionately, God reveals. Jidathaman prabhadante. Tan sthathaiva bhajami. So, there is no difficulty to understand what is God. He is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Directly. I do not know why people are searching after God. Why they do not know what is God. Just see. That means mura. Although God is here, still he will not accept. That is mura. Naradhama. And why is mura? Because naradhama. He does not take the process. He wants to manufacture something. So don't do that. Here, Arjuna is Mahajan. He is Krishna's friend. He is always with Krishna. And Krishna recognizes him. Not that because one is always with Krishna, therefore he knows Krishna. No, that is not possible. Just like I have given this example. Many times, that I am sitting here and the bug is also sitting here. That does not mean we are very confidential. No, bug is different business and my business different. And bug business is biting. That kind of association will not help. Association means to develop love for the person. That is association. Sadati pratiginnati kujyam akhati pichyati cha mungti bhujayati cha iva sarabhida priti laksa. So, we have to become associate of Krishna as Arjuna becomes. Always with Krishna. eating with Krishna, sitting with Krishna, talking with Krishna, joking with Krishna, fighting with Krishna, everything Krishna. That is one. Not a single moment. Therefore Krishna satisfies bhaktosi, priyosi me. My dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me. Naturally, if Arjuna is always with Krishna, sitting with Krishna, talking with Krishna, consulting with Krishna, joking with Krishna, eating with Krishna, so why he should not be very dear? Krishna, does he remain with anyone unless he is very dear? So bhaktosi, priyosi, sakhateti. So we have to become, we have to establish some relation with Krishna as servant, as a friend, as a son, or as a father and mother, or like the gopis, madhujaras, friends. That is also conjugal love. Krishna is ready to associate with you in any way you like. Somebody likes Krishna as friend. Somebody likes Krishna as husband. Somebody likes Krishna as paramat. Krishna is ready. Somebody likes Krishna as son. So anyway, Krishna is ready. We have got these five relations in this material world. There is no other relation, and there are other relationships also. Krishna also ready to accept. If you want Krishna's enemy, yes, Krishna is ready. He'll kill you. But that is also good for you. If you want to fight with Krishna, yes, Krishna is ready. Everything. Akhila rasa amrita sindhu. He can associate with you in any rasa humor you like. Krishna is ready. Ready means that is natural. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So the part and parcel must remain with Krishna. So you have to remain with Krishna in some relationship. Here our relationship is through this external energy maya. The relationship is there. Although we have tried to give up our relationship with Krishna, but Krishna has not given up. Krishna is always with him. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhe se arjuna tishtati. He is within your heart. Why? Just to give you association. Now you are rebelled. You want to do something independently. Krishna also has agreed. All right. To do independently. But it is not possible for you to live independently. That is not possible. So, I will give you sanction for independent living. Let's see how Krishna is friend. You cannot live independently. That is not possible. Because you are Amsa. Amsa means part and parcel. Just like this finger. Finger is finger so long he is with the body. Otherwise, who calls his finger? Suppose the finger is cut and thrown in the street, who cares for it? The finger is important so long it is with the body. Similarly, we are always with Krishna, indirectly or directly. But here Arjuna says sakshat, directly. But we are forced to accept Krishna indirectly. Maya. Like Arjuna is Maya Buddhasya. He has no intervention by Maya. And we have got intervention by Maya. Therefore we cannot see Krishna. But Krishna is always there. Krishna is always there. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani. These rascals, he wants to wander within this material world in different capacities. Sometimes he is demigod, sometimes he is dog, sometimes he is tree, sometimes he is peace, sometimes he is president, sometimes he is nonsense. In this way, in different ways, he is happening in this material world. And Krishna is with him, trying to get him back. And whenever there is opportunity, he is asking, Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁsana. You rascal, why you are suffering in this way? You give up all this nonsense business. You simply surrender to me. That is Krishna's ambition. That this rascal is suffering, so better give him good instruction. Therefore Krishna is coming. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata. These rascals have forgotten. All right, let me go and convince them, try to bring them back. Therefore Krishna comes. Tadātmānam śrījāmiyaham paritrāna sādhunā. Those who are sādhu, devotees, they become immediately relieved by getting Krishna. And those who are rascals, they are to be killed. But the killing is also good for them. Just like father to some son, he gives directly rasgulla, and to other son slaps. But father is father, either slapping or giving rasgulla. His father. Similarly, we should not be sorry when the father gives slaps. And we should not be over-jubilant when father gives his rasgulla. Any condition. That is divorce. A devotee is never disturbed when the father gives love, or the master gives love. Tattenukampa susamikshamana bhinjana ivatmakitam vipapam. So, anyway, Krishna is always ready to help me and to give me knowledge and to understand where is the difficulty. This is Krishna consciousness movement. There is not at all difficulty, simply because we do not take advice of Krishna, we are suffering. This is only difficulty. Where is the difficulty? No difficulty. Simply, if you simply think of Krishna, you become advanced. Manmana bhavaman bhakta. Yoginamapi sarvesam madhugata antaratmana. There is no expenditure, no loss. The gain is great. Simply if you think of Krishna. Manmana bhavaman bhakta. Where is the difficulty? But we are so rascal that we do not take advice of Krishna. We manufacture our own ways. This happening goes on. Māmi vaja prapadhyanti māyā me caṅsanati. This is māyā. He is thinking that he will make his own plan and be happy. That will never be possible. The only plan you have to accept. What is that? Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmi caṅsanati. That is the only plan. You have to get yourself relieved from all other engagements. Simply engage yourself. Not immediately, first of all, you must ready. Krishna, from this day, I am now ready. Whatever you will say, I will do. That's immediately, you become liberated. How liberated? Liberation is achieved after so many years tapasya. No, immediately. As soon as you surrender to Krishna. How? When Krishna says, ahankva sarva papibha mukhvesha. If you are sincerely surrendering to Krishna, immediately, how are this material suffering? Why? due to our sinful activities. Sinful activities mean anything you do without any purpose to serve to Krishna, that is sinful. That is sinful. Not that in the material calculation this is very good work, the opening of hospital or this or that, very good work, DTURC when going to the temple is bogus. You may think like that, but that your opening of hospital is sinful. That is going on nowadays. One becomes very great philanthropist, rejecting. They say, what is the use of this temple worship? The Doridra Narayan Seva. Narayan has now become Doridra. Formerly, Narayan was husband of the goddess of fortune. Now he has become Doridra. So serve this Narayan. This is a manufacturing, concoction. This is no, that means sinful activity. Because he has manufactured something. That is sinful. Therefore, Krishna says plainly that you rascal, you give up any other engagement, even if you think it is very pious activity, very philanthropy. You give up. Sarva dharma. Sarva means whatever you think pious and whatever you think impious, both of them should be given up. Because there are two kinds of activities, pious or impious. And sarva includes pious and impious. So you have to give up everything. Simply you have to become ready, my Lord, I am now fully surrendered. Whatever you ask me, I shall do. Then you are liberated. Iha jasya harir dasi. That is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Anyone who has determined like this, that I shall simply serve Krishna, that's all. Iha jasya harir dasi. Karmana manasa vacha. By work, by mind, by body, or by words. One has decided like that. Nikhilesu avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyati. In any condition of life, he is liberated. Any condition of life. Because that iha jasya harir dasi. Simply he is thinking of how to serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna. He is liberated. So what is there wrong? What is the difficulty? If you simply think of Manmana, always think of Krishna, how shall I do? Oh yes, my representative is there to take permission from him and do it. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. But because we are Murha, Naradhamas, we are manufacturing and suffering. Thank you very much.